For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. Charges are dropped for one of two sisters who prosecutors say abused their elderly mother by preventing medical care. The trial for Ida Newby on elder abuse charges was set to begin yesterday, but a judge dismissed the charges after a meeting with attorneys last week. Her sister Annie is being held without bond. Her trial date is set for next month. Two campgrounds on Lake Eufaula will temporarily reopen, according to the Army Corps of Engineers. Campers can make reservations starting today for the White Oak Creek and Cotton Hill campgrounds that will reopen to the public on Friday. The campgrounds will close again at an unknown future date for a waterline replacement project. Two stranded boaters are safe after being stuck on the water in Dale County. WDHN reports their boat capsized on the Choctahatchee River sometime Saturday. Crews were able to locate the stranded victims 1 mile north of the Highway 92 bridge early Sunday morning. A pecan processing company will invest over $16 million to create 120 new jobs in Dothan. Governor Kay Ivey announced on Monday that the Southern Roots Nut Company will spend millions outfitting an existing building and building another at Sam Houston Park, with expectations to hire as many as 120 workers over the next 2 years. Alabama's public health officials are reminding parents to make sure their kids are immunized against the measles. Measles cases have been on the rise in some southern states like Georgia and Louisiana. Doctors say that the measles can be spread up to 4 days before the typical rash shows up. An Alabama woman is expected to plead guilty in her own kidnapping hoax. Carly Russell is expected to submit a plea at the Jefferson County Courthouse in 10 days, less than a year after she allegedly faked her disappearance in the Hoover area. She's facing two counts of making false reports. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.